left off discussing the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that's the stunning ha'ara that the sugyas of Akira Sara Chanacha happened to be discussing cases of Mavra Daramus Bishus Harabim and Ar Gemara Dafayin Amud Beis that discusses a case of Hotsa Hachnasa. Here the Gemara mentions other principles, Kluta Kamisha Humcha and the like, but it doesn't invoke Akira Sara Chanacha. And the Chiddush that Reb Chaim suggested is maybe that's only true when it comes to Mavra Daramos Bishus Harabim. There, one could argue that even if it was Kara Shiraim Balichoso, that's absolutely critical, because what happens in between the Akira and the Hanacha, namely the distance that the Chayfetch travels, is absolutely essential. Whereas when it comes to an act of Hotsan Hachnasa, the distance traveled really is irrelevant. If I go out and I take something from Rosh HaSayachid to Rosh HaSarabim, or the reverse, and you ask me how far did the Chayfetz go, I would tell you that really is not a relevant question, because it's the Shini Rishus. It is not the Merchak, the distance, that the Chayfetz would travel at all. And all of a sudden now you have a case in the Gemara where after the Akira, damage is occurred as it travels. So therefore, during that window of time, should I invoke the principle of Kim Lebi Derabine? So in Mavar Damas Vishus HaRabim, one could argue absolutely yes, because that distance, that's essential. Without that, you're not going to have any Chiyuv at all. Mashenkin, when it comes to a case of Hotsa or Hachnasa, right, at that point in time when the Shiraim are pierced, right, that window was not really necessary. It happens to be, it's true, in between an Akira and a Hanacha, but not really part of the Cheftza Shamalacha of Hotsa or Hachnasa. And therefore, you have to come on to different cases, Klutu Kmishuncha, or Etzaivar Gemara An Shetanuach, but you cannot invoke Akira Tzara Hanacha. This Chiddush of Reb Chaim indicates that you know that there's an essential difference between Mavra Daramos Bishus HaRabim as opposed to cases of Akira Tzara Hanacha, yes, as opposed to Hotsan Hachnasa. Hotsan Hachnasa there, the Mechayiv is the Akira, the Hanacha, the Shina Rishus, Mashenki when it comes to Mavra Daramos Bishus HaRabim. And the Afikayam points out in Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin, that seemingly this Lamdus is not necessarily in line with that Ha'ara of the Ran, the Ha'ara of the Balamor, who write that, you know, Mavdas B'Shus HaRabim is so clearly linked to acts of Hotsan, to acts of Hachnasa. After all, when you look in the Mishnah, there are Lamed Tes Malachos, and the Mishnah cites Motzer Meshus L'Rishus. I understand that most Meshus Rishus obviously includes Hotsa, and for those Rishonim that assume Hachnasa is a Toda as well, let's say the Rambam Shita, that also fits in very well with the Mishnah. After all, Hachnasa is Motzi Meshus Rishus. I understand that's true, from one Rishus to another. It happens to be in that case from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. But how is it that one could fit Mavar Daramos Rishus HaRabim into that Hagdara of Motzim Rishus the Rishus? So the Ran points out one should not be bothered at all. That's what Mavar Dal Amos is. Dalad Amos Shal Adam is Rishusa. And in effect, when a person takes a Chayfetz from here, he's standing in Rishus HaRabim and transports it to there, but there is outside of the Dalad Amos. In such a case, that is an act of being Motzim Rishus the Rishus. And therefore, if that is the case, so beautifully, that is considered to be part of. But if that really is the lamdas of Mavadamas Rishus HaRabim, you know what? Pasha B'Shat, one would argue there's a single Hagdara. There are different examples of Mishus Lushus. One is Yachid Rabim, one is Rabim Yachid, another is Daramos Rishus HaRabim. But all just simply are examples of a single Hagdara of the Malach of Hotsah. If that really is true, it will be surprising that one would find such essential differences between Mavar Daramos Rishus HaRabim as opposed to a regular case of Hotsa. And we start to discuss this in light of Rashi, because Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Mem Gimel Mar Aleph implies an incredible Chiddush that troubles Tosus. Why is it that the Gzeira Daraba is formulated in terms of Shema Yavirenel Daramos Rishus HaRabim? And post Rav Shach, the kasha is a strong one, because it's not just simply why mention concern A and not concern B. It isn't the case of Hotzah the most likely scenario? After all, a person picks up Dalet Minim or a shofar in their home and transports it out, you'll violate Nisra of Hotzah. You'll violate Nisra of Hotzah without Mavradat Amos, Bishus HaRabim. So therefore, if the concern is that you're going to take this Chefze Shal Mitzvah and take it out, that is Hotzah. What do you have to come out to Mavradat Amos, Bishus HaRabim? Okay, so one possibility is Rashi says, Haya munach b'karmelis. Okay, you're right. If it's munach b'karmelis, you're not going to have a case of hotzah. So therefore, maybe the case is going to be mavradat amos b'rshus harabim. But then Rashi writes something which is stunning. The second teretz of Rashi in Sukkah daf mem gimel amud aleph. And that is, what do you mean? When he picked it up, his mindset was not to take it out. And Meleches Shabbos requires Meleches Machsheves. And therefore, the Akira Harishona has to be done l'shem hotzah. And if it wasn't, you're not going to be chayi. That's it. So Tulsa says, but how in the world can that be the case? Because what is true of hotzah is also true of mavradamos b'shus harabim. If that really was the case, where the akida rishonu is not done for the purpose of transporting the object at all, you will not be chayi mishem hotzah. That certainly is true. But you know what? You're not going to be chayi for mavradamos b'shus harabim. Apparently, Rashi is telling us something which is incredible, and that is, even though mavradamos requires an akira, and even though it requires a hanacha, but the halacha of the meleches machsheves that the akira has to be l'shem hotzah, that is only true when it comes to hotzah. That's not true when it comes to mavradamos b'shus harabim. Because if I were to ask you, what is hotzah? It is the akira here and hanacha there. What is mavradamos b'shus harabim? The fact that the chefetz has traveled daramos b'shus harabim. It's true that ultimately that requires an akira anach as well. That hechetimtza of mavradamos, but I would not argue that there is something lacking in the Meleches Machsheves if the Akira was done Shelo L'Shem Mavradamos B'Shus HaRabim. Wow, that points to something which is stunning. And if you look in Meiri, Meiri writes in the Sugi and Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel the following. The Akira was done in Rosh HaSeyachid. The Hanacha was done in Rosh HaSeyachid. In the Rosh HaSeyachid of the Baki, the Rav, I'm asking my Shaila too. But it was derech Rosh HaSarabim. That's an unbelievable chiddush. You can be chayiv for maver darmas Rosh HaSarabim, even though neither the akira nor the hanacha was done Rosh HaSarabim. But nonetheless, it was carried through the Rosh HaSarabim. The Meir writes, for that indeed you could be chayiv. That means that there really is an essential difference in terms of these chiyuvim and a stunning ha'ara of afikayam. When I say that this is true, that the distance of Danamas Rosh HaSarabim is critical when it comes to Mavir Danamas Rosh HaSarabim, what would you say about Amma 5, Amma 6, Amma 7, Amma 8? The case of the Gemara happens to be that Zarachetz, Mitchilas Dalad the Sof Dalad, Vikora Shirayim Balichasim. The case of the Gemara happens to be Ksuvas Taflamad Aleph, where the Hezek occurred within the Dalet Amos. What would happen in the following? I shoot an arrow, and the arrow travels Dalet Amos. But obviously, it goes beyond Dalet Amos. And beyond Dalet Amos, Kara Shirayim Balichos. On the one hand, one could argue that the distance is seamless. It's at least Dalet Amos, but it's seamless. Could one possibly suggest the following great, great, great Kiddush? And that is that Amma 5, 6, 7 is irrelevant. Irrelevant. The malacha of Mavradamos did not require that. Let's assume the Hagdara of the Ran. You take an object and you carry it Dalramos. Now it is Chutz Mirishuscha. That's called an act of Hotzah. That's what's critical. Now it's out of Yerushus. It continues to go further beyond. It is considered to be now incrementally out of Yerushus. Is that considered to be a Bas Achas? One could argue yes, because any of the distance traveled between the Akir and Acha is seamlessly Mavradamos B'Shus HaRabim. In which case, the Lashon HaGemara of Dalet is, it means at least Dalet. It doesn't mean B'Dafka Dalet. Or maybe one could argue, this very, very great Chiddush, that for Kimnei D'Rabinei, meaning that it's chal bevasachas, it has to be during that which is essential. And therefore, the Dalamos is essential. Beyond that, that was incidental. And maybe such a chiddush, one would not be chayiv. This broader deal, what exactly is the relationship between Maver and Dalamos and Hotzah? And can I assume the ABCs of Hotzah, that the Akira has to be done l'shem Hotzah because of Lechas Masheves, does or does not apply to Maver Dalamos? That seems to be based on a broader question, the relationship between Hotzah and Avar. And here, we started to discuss the notion of Ilchasa, of Halacha Moshe Misinai. There is no Pasuk that tells us that you're chayiv from Maver Dalamos Rishus HaRabim, but rather, the Gemara tells us that indeed is Halacha Moshe Misinai. And we pointed out that Chiddush of Reb Chaim, a very different context. Hilchas Machalas Asuros, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezvav, there are two different types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Sometimes Halacha Moshe Misinai is an expansion of that which is Mufurish Bekra. Why is Halacha Moshe Misinai? Because I never would have suggested this expansion on my own. I never would have suggested that Orla applies in Chutz Laretz on my own. But now that I have Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's not that Orla's Chutz Laretz is detached from the Parsha Sa'orla. Embedded, included in the Parsha Sa'arla is. You know, if I, as the Rambam describes, Halacha Moshe Misinai, how to fashion tefillin, right? The Gemara never suggests that tefillin should be round, or tefillin should be a triangle, no? But it's a Dabra Poshut in the Gemara, but there's Ribua, that the tefillin are square. How do you know? The Rambam writes, there was never a Machlokas, there was never a Havamina. This is Mamash Halacha Moshe Misinai. But this is Pshat in the Pasuk of Halacha Moshe Misinai. When I read the Pasuk, and the Pasuk describes tefillin, so therefore embedded in tefillin is the shape of tefillin. I wouldn't argue that there's a parsha of tefillin, and everything's up for grabs. And there's a separate Halacha Moshe Misinai that tells us, oh, by the way, that this is the shape of the tefillin. Yeah, from the parsha's point of view, tefillin can be anything. And there's Halacha Moshe Misinai that tells us, oh, by the way, and of course not. This is the Pirush HaKra. This is embedded in the Parsha. But sometimes one could envision that you can have Hilchasa, which is something that is standalone, something which is independent, something which is unrelated to. And that, Reb Chaim writes, is the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Gaonim, with Tunav Kaminas Daraisa, regarding a case of Orlas Chutz Laretz, which is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches. Nafkamina number one is, do I assume what is true of Orla is true of Revai? Revai in Chutz Laretz. Well, if the Halacha Moshe Misinai is Mefareshes to tell me that this Parsha is addressing Orla, which means even Orla's Chutz Laretz, then yes, call Hadram HaKsuvim B'Parsha. That is going to apply to Orla's Chutz Laretz as well. If you're going to tell me that's not true, the Parsha is Orla of Eretz Yisrael, Ki Savohu El Haaretz, and Orla's Chutz Laretz is a standalone halacha mechadeshes, I have no right to assume. I have to be very careful to say what is true here would apply elsewhere. Mechateisi. How do you know that that's true? And that's why the Rambam writes two dinim. Number one is Orla yes, Rabbi no. Number two, there's no Malkus Daraisa for Orla's Chutz Laretz, because Malkus requires a parsha. It requires an Isser that is Mufurish Bekra. And you don't have that when it comes to Orla's Chutz Laretz. And the Gaonim disagree. Of course it's Mufurish Bekra, the Parsha of Orla. And the takeaway is the Parsha of Orla addresses Orla's Chutz Laretz as well. And therefore, once it's included in the Parsha, of course, the Dini Revai will apply as well. And just as that there'll be Malkus Daraisa for Orla's Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be Malkus Daraisa for Orla's Chutz Laretz as well. That these are two very different ways of understanding this principle. And therefore, there's Malkus Daraisa, even though it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. How can that be? The answer is one word, Mefareshes. Mefareshes. The Halacha is an expansion of. It is not a chidush davar, something that indeed is considered to be standalone. He pointed out the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam regarding a Kohen Orel She'ova. Mufurish in Gemara, Sanhedrin Chav Beis, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Rashi writes later in Sanhedrin, Pei Dalet, that there is no Malkus. There is no Malkus for a coin Arosh Avad. How can you have Malkus on something which is Halacha Moshe Misinai? And stunning, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam agrees to Rashi that at times, you don't have Malkus for Halacha Moshe Misinai. That Rambam, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, is very good when it comes to Arlos Chutz Laretz. And all of a sudden here, when it comes to the case of Orel, here, not true. All of a sudden, the Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, Bias HaMikdosh, that you know what, Loke, if you have a Kohen, Orel Sho'avad Loke, how is that true? So the Rambam adds the critical word, Kizar Sho'avad. That's something which is stunning. It's Absul B'Torah's Zar. You don't have a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda if the Kohen doesn't have the basics. The Kohen doesn't have a Bris Milah. You know the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel counts a Mitzvah Levishas Big Day Kuhuna. A Mitzvah Levishas Big Day Kuhuna. Why? Well, the Rambam does not have an Isra of Mechuser Begadim. It's interesting. A mitzvah slavisha, but no Isra of Mechuser Begadim. The Bahag is the exact opposite. The Bahag has an Isra of Mechuser Begadim. The Bahag doesn't have a mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kona. The Ramban explains there, mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Bahag. There's an Isra of Mechuser Begadim. Is there a mitzvah of Levisha? Levisha's Big Day Kuna is a Hechsher Avoda. It's a Hechsher Avoda. You can only do Avoda if you have the requisite Big Day Kuna. And you know what? If you're going to attempt to do Avoda without the Big Day Kuna, there is an Isra Mechuser Begadim. So I'm going to count an Isra Mechuser Begadim, a mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kuna. There is no mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kuna. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. And that's there, the stunning comparison of the Ramban. What is true of the Vishas Big Day Kuna is true of the Asiyas Klei HaMikdash. Whenever the Torah tells us to make a kli, it's not a mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Hechsher avoda. The Kohen has to have a Big Day Kuna to do avoda. You have to build a Mizbeach to do avoda. You have to build a Shulchan to do avoda. And therefore the Ramban, just like we're not going to count Levisha's Big Day Kuna as a mitzvah, or we're not going to count Asiyas HaKelim as a mitzvah. Well, and the Rambam does count Levisha's Big Day Kuna as a mitzvah. Well, the Rambam does count a mitzvah's Levisha. And what about the Asiyas HaKelim that the Rambam includes earlier, mitzvah chav? Vaslein mikdash v'shachanti besochem is to build the mikdash, a beis hamikdash, and that includes all the kelim as well. It is included. There's a mitzvah to build a furnished mishkan beis hamikdash. So all of that is included. And guess what? The Levisha's Big Day Kuna is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not just simply a hechsher mitzvah of avoda. So the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. Pretty stunning. And the Rambam does not count Mechuser Begadim. The Ram doesn't count Mechuser Begadim. What, a Kohen's allowed to do Avodah Mechuser Begadim? If a Kohen does Avodah Mechuser Begadim, yeah, the Avodah is good. He just didn't fulfill Mitzvah Lamed Gimel of a Mitzvah Levisha's Big Day Kuna. Of course not, no? If a Kohen will do Avodah Mechuser Begadim, the Avodah is Mechul Eles. You know why the Rambam writes? Not as a separate love. You know what? Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, Kunosan Aleihen. Ain't Bigdein Aleihen, ain't Kunosan. Guess what? If a Kohen will try to do Avoda without Bigdei Kuna, he's like a Tzar doing Avoda. Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, Kunosan Aleihen. A Kohen Avoda means the Yichus of a Kohen, a Bris Mila, Bigdei Kuna. And if you lack any of these elements, you're like a Tzar Shavah. That's a pretty stunning chiddush in the Rambam. Of course, these are Yisuri Daraisa, but are they independent Yisuri Daraisa? Or are these indicators of, what do you mean? That is the halacha. A mefaresh is. So that's what the Rambam writes about Bris Milah. That's kind of fascinating, no? Halacha, Moshe Misinai. Orel, is that mefareshes? Is that mechadeshes? Big nafkamina. Is there Malkus? Is there Malkus deraisa? You know, we pointed out in earlier shiurim on Parshas Lech Lecha, no? That Bris Milah has different elements to it. One element of Bris Milah, obviously, no? You have to remove the Or HaMilah, no? The Or HaMilah. You have to remove the foreskin, the Orla. Yeah, but that Gemara Yevamos stuff, Ayin Aleph Mabeis, that more is necessary. There are different layers of Or. There is Mila and there is Priya. And Movlo Para Ki'ilo Mal, Priya's Likuva. There's Mila and there's Priya. There's Mila and there's Priya. You have to remove or roll back the under layer of skin as well. Where do you see this is true? Where do you see this is true? Priya Samila. Apostle speaks about Mila, that certainly is true. Where do you see the concept of Priya Samila? You know, Tosus writes, Yevamos, Ayin Aleph Mabez. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Priya Smila Zalacha Moshe Misinai. Is it Likuva? Of course it's Likuva. But it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So I'll ask you like an interesting question. That, you know what? What kind of Halacha Moshe Misinai is that? Mefareshes, Mechadeshes? In other words, do I argue that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is that, you know what? That Mila is not just the removal of the outer layer, but Mila means that which extends to the Or HaPri as well. That is Mila. Whatever you find in the Parshas of Mila applies to Mila and Priya. Or could one argue a Chiddush that, you know what, that there is Mila and there's Halacha Moshe Misinai of Priya. The Chassam Sofer has two tshuvas, right? Fascinating back to back. Now in Yeraday and Reish Mem Ches, the next tshuva Reish Mem Tes. Let's assume, for example, there is no Or HaMila. All there is Priya. Let's assume for whatever reason, there was everything. Bris Mila was done, but they only removed the Or HaMila. They didn't remove the Or HaPriya. It's Likuva, a Mishnah, Mavla Perikulamal. Some Sofer has the following fascinating deal. Now, can you make a bracha on Priya? And what would the bracha be on Priya? Can you make a bracha on Priya of Al HaMila? I have to coin a new bracha, Al HaPriya? Can I make the bracha of Al HaMila if you're removing the Or HaPriya? And what about the next bracha? Can I make the bracha of Achnisa Urisa Shel Avraham Avinu when it comes to Priya? Because that very Gemara, Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph, says that Tzivui of Avraham Avinu was only Mila, not Priya. You know, the starting point I will tell you of this deum, right, is this question, like, what is the nature of this Hilchos, of this Halacha Moshe Misinai, that pre indeed is necessary? And I'll give you an example where, mamash, there's a stira saramba. You know, when you look throughout the Torah's description of Avodah, so time and time and time again, the Torah mentions that there's a mitzvah nisachim. Nisuch hayayim. Of course. There's something unusual about Chag HaSukkos, no? Nisuch hamayim on Chag HaSukkos. Tainas davbeis. What's the source of Nisuch HaMayim? Is Nisach HaMayim based on a pasuk or psukim? We're arguing that's not true. So Rabbi Yidden ben Beseira, the tiniest of days in the days, has a fascinating drasha. Now, look at the Torah's description on the days of Sukkot. Day 2, day 6, day 7. On day 2, now the Torah tells us, V'niskehem. There's an extra suffix, a mem. And on day 6, the Torah says, Unisacheha. There's an extra yud. And on day 7, the Torah tells us there's an extra mem, Kemishvatam. There are three extra letters in the description of Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkis. Guess what those three letters spell? Rabbi Beseira tells us. No? Mem Yud Mem. V'niskeyem unisacheha kemishpatam. That's it. That's it. That's Nisuch HaMayim. That's Nisuch HaMayim. And when you look at the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Nechunya. No. Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkis is Allah HaMosh Misinai. So much of the Yantif of Sukkis is Torah Shebapeh Moshe Misinai. The root mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is Elchasa. It's Allah HaMosh Misinai. Maybe a nice remez, but that is not the makar. That is not the makar of Nisuch HaMayim. Rabbi Meserah says, Psukim. Rabbi Nechunya says, Hilchasa, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Is there any nafkamina? I mean, obviously, the Avodah contains Nisuch HaMayim. Any nafkaminas between Rabbi Beseira and Rabbi Nechunya? The Rambam writes a stunning nafkamina. A stunning nafkamina. The Rambam is tucked away. Now, this Rambam is in Pirush Mishnayos, in Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnava. The Rambam writes the following. Imagine a person is menasech mayim bachutz. He does the avod of Nisuch HaMayim. Bachutz. Like avod of bachutz. Avoda b'chutz is like a grievous avera, and you're chayiv, there's an onesh, you're chayiv malchus from menaseich b'chutz. The Rambam writes, if you're menaseich mayim b'chutz, is there malchus? Is there malchus? Because malchus requires an issue which is mefurish b'kra. Is nisuch hamayim mefurish b'kra? So you know what the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos? Unbelievable. It depends. It depends whether you're like Rabbi Meserah or whether you're like Rabbi Nechunya. That's what the Rambam writes. If you're like Rabbi Meserah, the Parsha includes Nisuch HaMayim. That's V'niskeyim, Unasachel, Kamishpatam. And what is true of Nisuch HaYayin is true of Nisuch HaMayim. And therefore you're Loke Midaraisa. But the Rambam writes, if you hold that, Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha Moshe Misinai, Ein Oloke, like Perek Yud, Inuchas Masachas Asuros, Ein Oloke, wow. You know what you see from that Rabbi Pirush Mishnayos? One word, no? Mechadashes. The Halacha Moshe Misinai of Nisuch HaMayim is not that. The Parshas HaNisachim also includes the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, but the parsha of Nisachim is Nisuch HaYayin, and there's a standalone Halacha Moshe Misinai of Nisuch HaMayim. Mechadeshes. And guess what? This Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos is against the psak of the Rambam. It's against the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam was chozer. Against the psak of the Rambam. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tmimim Musafim, in Perek Yud Halachavav, the Rambam paskins, Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha Moshe Misinai. And if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Masa Karbanos, Yud Tes Gimel, Yud Tes Gimel. Rambam writes, Menach Seich Bachutz Loke. Loke. Whoa. Malkus. In a word, what does that Rambam mean? Loke? Mefareshes. Mefareshes. This is not a standalone halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. No, but this is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that reinterprets for us the Parshas HaNisachim. The Parshas HaNisachim has a dual reference, Mayim and Yayim, and therefore Loke. So, Mamish, you have some cases, the Rambam, Arla, Mechadeshes, Arel, Mefareshes, and here you have the Rambam, Astiras HaRambam, where the Rambam assumes that yes, indeed Loke. But that Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, is pretty stunning. The Rambam writes, Nafkamina Daraisa, whether the basis of Nisucha Mayim comes from Psukim or comes from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Any other Nafkamina? Between Rabbi Ibn Masei, Rabbi Nechunya. So the Gemara has an unbelievable Nafkamina. This Gemara has nothing to do with Nisucha Mayim, but it has a lot to do with the drasha. The drasha. You know. Mishnah and Shabbos, Taf Kuf Gimel. The Mishnah says something unusual. To be chayav on Shabbos, you have to write shtei osios. Shtei osios. Let's say a person intended to write a long word, and he wrote two letters of that word. No. He was supposed to write Nachor, and he wrote Noach. Yischayev. He intended to write four, but part of that was... Rabbi Yehuda gives you another example. Noach mi Nachor, okay, that's good. But Rabbi Yehuda gives us a couple other examples, no? Shem mi Shimon. Shem mi Shmuel. Yechayev. Shem Yishimen, Shem Yishmuel. Wow. The Gemara is very bothered by that, no? I understand that Noach is part of Nachor, but like Shem is part of Shimon? Shem is part of Shmuel? The Gemara says they're written differently, no? They're written differently. Now, you know, there are two different types of mem. There's a men sasim and there's a men pasuach, no? They're written differently. The mem is different in Shem than it is in Shimon. So you know what the Gemara says? Oh, Rabbi Mebeseirah. That's an unbelievable nafka. Rabbi Mebeseirah, no? Rabbi Mebeseirah was Dorish mem yud mem. And the first is Veniskehem. But that was the final mem. And Rabbi Basir used that drasha as the first mem of the word Mayim. So you know what you see, according to Rabbi Basir? Halacha, din daraisa. That's pretty unbelievable. That you know what? That's not the ikuva. If you should have a mem sasum, you have a mem pasuach, a mem pasuach, a mem sasum. That's not the ikuva. And that allows for the drasha. Maybe one could have said it. It's only a drasha. You know, it's only a drasha. No. This would be kosher in a Sefer Torah. This would be kosher in tefillin. Wow. Based on the drasha of Ibn Beseira. And if you hold like Rabbi Nechunya, that we don't have that drasha, we don't have that chiddush. And therefore, if you were supposed to write that type of mem, and you wrote the other type of mem, pretty unbelievable, guess what? You know what? Whoa. Puzzle. Rambam writes, we paskin like Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Nechunya, that Nisach HaMayim is Hilchasa. It's Halach LaMoshe Mitzrayim. And that's what the Mechaber writes in Hilchas Tefillin, right, in Siman Lamed Beis. That let's assume, for example, you're supposed to write a regular mem, and by mistake you closed it. things pasul. It's all things pasul. We disagree with this whole chiddush of the Gemara. And Daf Kuf Gimel, because the Gemara says that's only according to Rav Ben Becerra's drasha, not according to the drasha of the Chachamim. That's pretty unbelievable. That's one of the two chiddushim of Mechaber. But if you're supposed to have an open mem and you have a closed mem, the Sefer Torah is pasul. Well, and the Mechaber writes a further chiddush. You know what? Ooh, you know what? This is supposed to be open mem and it's a closed mem. No problem. No problem. You know, I take out my little scalpel, my sharp edge, and I just scratch away at that little piece that closed, and now it's open. Mechaber writes, that's also pasul. Because that's not called ksiva, right? That's, you didn't form the letter by writing the letter. That's called choktochos, no? You formed the letter by, playing with its background, writing in relief. And that's not considered to be a ksiva. A ksiva at all, that's the double chiddush of Mechaber. And Siman Lamed Beis and Sif Yud Ches. But the starting point is, you know, this fascinating drasha. And that's the Rambam's deal. You know, so here I would tell you that this kicks back to, of course, there's Halacha Moshe Misinai about Mavar Damas Bershus HaRabbi. But what is the nature of? The nature of. Poshub Shat and Rashi Shita, this is Halacha, which is Mechadeshes. And we can understand the role of Akira and Hanacha very different. And Mavar Damas Bershus HaRabbi as opposed to Hotzah. In Otsa, it's part of the Cheftz of Shamalacha. But when it comes to Mardamas, it's a Tznai Shabbat Malacha. And therefore, you don't need the Takir Yishon L'Shem Kach, or the Chiddush of the Miri. You don't require the Kirnacha be done in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the distance traveled is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And maybe that would explain why the Kimnei Rabbine will apply in Mavar Damas and not in a case where you're dealing with the Malacha of Hotsa. Well, so this is the application, right, of the principle of Akira Tzorech Hanacha. We discussed Hagbah, Tzorech Nisuch, Achila and Hagbah. What exactly do we mean when we apply that principle of Akira Tzorech Hanacha or Hagbah L'Tzorech Achila? Hagbah is L'Tzorech Achila when it comes to Esr Chelev. What exactly does that mean? So here, just that very sugya of Akira Tzorech Hanacha just quotes one more case, Ksuva Sandav Lamed Aleph. Our Gemara doesn't cite right to this case. But that Gemara in Ksuva Staf Lamed Aleph quotes a braisa that tells us the following. Hagonev kis b'shabbos. Our Gemara is discussing a case of gonav and then mochar b'shabbos. Mochar b'shabbos. The Bryce and Ksuvus and the Flamen Aleph adds the following case, Hagonev kis b'shabbos. A person steals an object on Shabbos. A person steals an object. You know what? So what does he do? He takes hold of the object and he runs off with it. Oh, so in such a case, can I apply the principle of Kimnei Rabbine? He stole. Yeah, but ultimately there's going to be an act of Chilul Shabbos as well. Oh, so the Braisa says, Hagonav kis b'shabbos. One is chayiv. Why is that true? Shekvar nischayiv b'gneiva kodem shabbat lidei yisr skila. No? Because after all, that at the time that he seized the object, that was a Maisa Gneva. And as of yet, there was no violation of Otsa. So just like in cases of Argamar, that temporally, right, the act of Hachnasa and the act of Mechira is not simultaneous. So that would be true also in a case of a Gonim Kis B'Shav. It's not relevant for Dalet Be'eh. Dalet Be'eh requires a Shura Se and Tavach HaMochar. But simply in terms of a Chiyuv of Gneva. Gonitz Kif V'Shabbos, in such a case he's chayim. So the Gemara raises like an unusual kasha there as well. Am I? Why are you chayiv? Why shouldn't we argue that Hagbah Tzorech Hotza? Why shouldn't you argue Hagbah Tzorech Hotza? Just like our Tosus raises in our Gemara, that we have a concept of Akira Tzorech Hanacha. That's the sugya, Akira Tzorech Hanacha. Suvas Tef Lamed Aleph. So if that really is the case, so why can't one raise the question of what do you mean that Hagbah Tzorech Hotza? You're going to be mimotzi something mirishusa? Doesn't that require like an act of Hagbah? So therefore, let me view the seizure of the object and the ultimate Hotza as being seamless, similar to the Akira Tzorech Hanacha. Well,
when does the Kashi Geneva happen?
Of the Gemara. The prior to the time that a person, let's say, would violate this Rav Hotza. Hotza would mean he takes the other Rishus and does the Hanacha, and the Geneva is going to be before then. Sometimes B'Shas Netila. Sometimes, depending on exactly what he did, when the Chafetz leaves the Rishus of the Balam HaRishon. But certainly not when there's Nisra Hotza. So the Gemara says, yeah, but can't I view that in a seamless question? Just like we have in Akira Tzorech Hanacha, can't I argue that Hagbah Tzorech Hotza? So if you look there in Shita Mekovetzes, in Ksuvas and Daflam and Aleph, the Shita Mekovetzes is very bothered. What was the kasha of the Gemara? What was the kasha of the Gemara? Hagbah Tzorech Hotza. Didn't we like go through this already? Shita Mekovetzes says, we just described that what? That the Gemara mentions. Remember, no, Rabbi Chinah ben Hakana applies Kim Deuteronomy to even in Isser Kares. And therefore, what happens in a case of Hagonev Chelbo Shel Chaver? So you have a Chiyuv Kares, if he steals Chayev and eats Chayev. So should you say Kim Deuteronomy? Well, of course not, you're Chayev. How can that be? The Gemara says, well, how can it be? No. Kfar nischayev b'gneva kodem sheba lidi yisra achila schelev. No? What do you mean? Gneva here and achila there. But the Gemara raised the question, that what do you mean? How is that different than kar sharam b'lichaso? No? So what did the Gemara answer? That there were two possibilities. There were two possibilities. No? One possibility is the following, that what do you mean? Right? B requires A. That there's no way you can have B without A. You can't have Hanach without Akira. But certainly, F shala achila below Hagbah. No? F shala achila below Hagbah. Isn't that obvious? No? Golchin v'achil. You don't have to pick up the chalev to eat the chalev. As we discussed. And what was the second teretz of the Gemara? There's a big difference between eating and throwing, no? After all, when it comes to a case of throwing, in that case, lo matzei mehadalo. It's irrevocable. You can't pull back. You can't reverse. If it's irreversible, that's seamless. But what do you mean, chaylev, at any point in time a person can stop? No? At any point in time a person can stop? Well, so that's the kash of Ra'an Shita Mekovetzes. Now, the Gemara raises the following. Hagonev kis b'shabes. Why are you chayiv? Why don't you say Hagbah Tzorech Hotza? Hotza requires that you have to literally be magbia the chayfetz. So you know what the Ra'an writes? That's not true. That's not true. The same two terutzim that the Gemara applied to the question of gonei chevo shachavero va'achlal shulchayiv, you could apply here as well, no? No? Number one is the following, that ef shel hotziya b'lo hagbah, I can get this object out of the rishus without doing a formal hagbah. Just like Gachin Vachil, Greira, I can just kick it? Or what about Matzi Lahadura? The Gemara just got through saying that it's only Chuna comes to Zorek, because when you throw something and leaves your hand, that's it, it's irreversible. That's not true here when it comes to a case of Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, Hagba Tzara Chotzah. So the Rav is bothered by the simple pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that this case is a difficult one. Why not argue Hagba Tzara Chotzah? There's an obvious answer that that indeed is not true. So I want you to take a look at this. Shita Gobet says, Ksuvus, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Damascus, Vizel, Lashon, Hara'ah. The Rav is bothered by the following, that what exactly does the Gemara mean when it tells us that Akira Tzara Chanacha, Hagba Tzara Chotzah, what exactly does that mean? Is that just simply in practical and common sense terms that you can't have B without A? You can't have B without A. But Ross says he doesn't think that that's what Akira Tzara Chanacha means. That whatever goes up is going to come down, in the sense that you can't have Hanacha without a prior Akira. That's really what it means. Right? He writes, Ein Iker Kavanas HaGemara, that whether Efsher or Yefsher is Zebeloze. That's not the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's not the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Gemara really is as follows, Akira Tzara Chanacha. We're dealing with a Ma'is Aveira. A Ma'is Aveira? What is the Ma'is Aveira? What is the Ma'is Aveira? The Ra gives the following example. A person takes a bite of Chelev. Another bite, another bite, another bite. Guess what? You know what? He now swallowed a gazayis of chaylev. He's chayev kares. Why is he chayev kares? But he's chayev kares for like the last instant. He's chayev kares. Obviously, that's not true. When I ask you what was the ma'is aveira, the ma'is aveira was mitchila v'atzov. Absolutely from beginning to end. From beginning to end. The Ma'is Aveira is one which is seamless. Seamless. If a person does an act of Ktsira, the Pachos Mikashir, little, and then now you're Chayv. I'm Chayv only for the Malchus Achron, for the last split second. And everything up until then is Heter Gomer, obviously not, no? The entire act from beginning to end is called Chilul Shabbos. The entire act from beginning to end is called an act of Achilas Machalas Aseros. And if that is true, if it's all Bichlal Ma'is Aveira, if it's all Bichlal Ma'is Aveira, so of course you're Chayiv. And that's the Londos of Akira Tzara Chanacha. That the Ma'is Aveira is not the Hanacha. The Ma'is Aveira is me tchila sakira ad sof Hanacha. And therefore, of course, you're going to apply a principle of Kenebe deramine. Well,
isn't this different than Rakhine?
Right, let's see. Right? So that's the Chiddush that the Ra'ah writes. Akira Tzarach does not mean in common sense terms, can you have B without A? It means, I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to label the Ma'is Aveira. What is the Ma'is Aveira? What is the Ma'is Aveira? So maybe you tell me the following, that what do you mean? That the Gemara was bothered by a person who steals chaylev, and he eats the chaylev. A person who steals chaylev and he eats the chaylev. Why don't you say the same thing is true? that the achila requires that act of the hagbah. No? So according to my lumdas, the Ra'a says, the answer is obvious, no? Well, we're not dealing with common sense terms. We're dealing with the hagdara lahalacha. What is the tchilas ma'isaver? A person goes ahead and takes a piece of chalev and he eats it. When would you say is a tchilas ma'isaver? A person takes a chayfetz and he transports it. Well, of course, the act of hotzah is mitichlas of atzofa. The akira, the taking of the chayfetz, that's part of the ma'isaver, is it not? When it comes to the case of chaylev, no? Gone chaylev shachareva achla. You're really going to argue what? The gneva is the tchilas achila? The tchilas achila? Really? The tchilas achila? I'll tell you, you know, you're a scoundrel for taking it because it wasn't yours. But I'm not going to argue that the seizure of the chayfetz already is the beginning of the act of achilas chaylev. The act of achilas chaylev. Achilas chaylev has to be achilas tokid achilas pras. So the clock starts ticking when you took the chaylev. When you took the chaylev, really? Of course not. That's not the beginning of the ma'isa achila at all. So therefore the Ra'a writes, realize that whenever you're dealing with tzorech, hagbah tzorech achila, akira tzorech achnacha, there are two different definitions. There are two different definitions. One is where that is true lehalacha. Lehalacha. That's the akira tzorech achnacha example. The other is where it's certainly not true lehalacha. Lehalacha, you can't be magdir that the hagbah of chaylev is letzorech achila. For that, you have to argue that in empirical terms, bottom line, it is chalba vasachas. In that context, that's what the Gemara writes for hagbah tzorech achila. No, that's not true. Iboy gachin va'achil, or matzi lahadure. Even in common sense terms, that is not b'basachas. But there are two different models of basachas. One is lahalacha, and one is hands-on empirically. When the Gemara suggested hagbah tzorech achila when it comes to achilas chaylev, that the Gemara says not true. Gachin v'achil, matzi lahadure. In common sense terms, each point is distinct. What was the kasha of the Ra'a based on the Gemara? When you have a case of gonav kis b'shabbes, the Gemara says, why don't you apply your principle of hagbah tzorech hotzah? Why in the world is that akasha? Ibar garir, matzi lahadure. No. Matzi lahadure in gachin va'achil is only relevant to the second form of eight tzorech b. But not when lahalacha, that certainly is not true. And therefore, the Ra'a writes, if I ask you, what was the tchilas chilul Shabbos? Hagonev kis b'Shabbos. If I ask you, when did the chilul Shabbos begin? Isn't it obvious? Mishas Hagbah. So, whether matzi hadure is irrelevant. Whether gochin v'achil is irrelevant. Those factors only play in when there's no link lahalacha, there's no tziruf, it is not the tchilas ma'isavera. Oh, that's the chiddush that the Ra'a writes. That akira tzorech achnacha is not just simply a question, can you do A without B? It means now I take a step back and I ask yourself, what was the onset of the Maisa Avera Votzah? And if the answer is Mishas Akira or Mishas Hagba, that's it, we're done. And therefore, Akira Tzarachanach. So we'll have to discuss how this fits. What with Reb Chaim is Bihar, right? And I'll give you more makamos for at the next year. It's against the Rashi.
Good.